Where is the future of our country going? In today's episode, I want to uplift you in faith and encourage you, do not fear. I'm going to talk about some things happening in the country and bring everything back to a biblical perspective. I know a lot of people are feeling super heavy with all of the mandates and things that are, you know, being attempted to be pushed on the American people. The threat of a potential lockdown. So I'm going to talk about all this and more in today's episode. I'm your host, Amanda Ensing, and you are tuning in to Liberty Before Lipstick. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Liberty Before Lipstick. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd. I cannot even believe we're in August. Where did summer go? Before we get into the episode, please don't forget to join my Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/AmandaEnsing. I'll have it linked in the description bar. My Patreon is a way that you can support my podcast, support what I'm doing, and allow me to create even more content just like this. If you have become a part of my Patreon family, thank you so much. I appreciate your contribution more than you know. This has been a heavy week. There has been so much pushed out the last week or two, and I feel like the amount of information that is being dripped out each day just keeps getting more and more and more. For a while there, it kind of felt like it was a slow drip, but now I feel like we're getting into where like the dam is about to burst, and it seems like just a flood of information and misinformation is coming out every day. You know, you have the truth, and then you have narratives, and then you have propaganda. It's hard because once you awaken and see the full picture of what's happening in this country and around the world, You see things very differently because you're no longer subject to the propaganda, to the lies, and to the twisting of the truth. But there still are many people who do not see it, who don't understand the bigger picture of what's happening here. And, you know, this is not political. In no ways am I making this political because the truth is not political. Science is not political. The truth just is. And it's scary to think that a lot of people don't see what's at play here, the cycle that is about to be repeated if people don't stand up, and how it's a never-ending cycle. The last year, we have had so many tyrannical orders and mandates and lockdowns and, you know, things happening in America that have no backing and no science and no data. I have so many conversations with people because, you know, I'm not here to argue with anyone. I'm not here to tell you I'm right and you're wrong. I'm here to bring you the facts that the media is not bringing you. Things that millions of us see and see through. So in the midst of lots of people still falling for the narrative of you have to wear a mask to be a good person, you have to get the vaccine to be a good person if you really care, you have to be willing to lock down and shut your business because, hey, your business is non-essential, right? All of these things that the government is telling us to do, yet the people creating these orders, keep in mind, they never missed a paycheck. The people telling you that your business is non-essential and that you should shut down because of the pandemic has never missed a paycheck. The cycle that we're seeing right now is a never-ending one if we don't decide that it's over. So what we have right now is mandates backed by no science. I linked a video on my Instagram that was so great, if you happen to catch it, and it was on the science of masks, the actual science, like the highest gold standard level of science available to us, and how they do not work, and how they are also harmful. It's a 30-minute video. It's on my podcast highlight. If you missed it, I have it there for people to watch, and it's not a political video. It is a video where this guy shows you the scientific hierarchy of how you actually follow the science. It's very educational and informational, as well as going through RCTs, the control groups and the studies at the highest level available to us over the last 20 years, including 2020, with the studies of mask efficacy in the healthcare environment, in our communities, real life, and also in the lab. You don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to show scientific data, right? To show people scientific studies. And if we are to follow the science and what's happening in our country right now, that means we're actually following it. We're not just listening to the lowest level of science available to us, which are opinions. we're actually following what the data says, what the studies have said. I highly encourage everyone to watch and share that video after you listen to this podcast. It's one of the best that I've seen, and it's unbiased. It's just science like it should be. No political opinions, nothing except for following the data and the science. He also includes how, with all the science being out, the media has either lied or not done their due diligence of doing research before posting these articles. I'm going to go with the first one because I think the media loves to push fear on the people because they can control the people. And no matter what, you have to follow the money, right? Who are these big media sources paid by and what are their ulterior motives? Every media source, big media source, has an ulterior motive because they are paid by someone. I also have a podcast episode on who owns the media. It's a very small group of people running almost 100% of the media that we absorb, watch, listen, and hear. Charlie Kirk posted a really powerful video reading some stats before considering another lockdown. I believe the Biden administration is trying to set us up for another lockdown, just following the steps they've got us in with the Delta variant coming out of nowhere, the fear-mongering, now saying, you know, vaccines don't work and vaccinated people are making other people sick and now people that are vaccinated are the same as unvaccinated. You know, we told you it would work, but sorry, we were wrong. So you see this flood of fear-mongering coming out saying that now everyone has to wear masks again, you know, people rolling back, trying to bring the masks back when, like we said, there's no study that masks work. That's just the truth. I'm not trying to be right or wrong. That's just the science that's there. So if you are someone that is confused by mask wearing or you think masks actually do help, whether you work in healthcare or not, again, highly recommend doing your own research and watching that video if you want to take notes and read the studies that he links that are by, again, the highest scientists that we have. Go check it out. You know, everyone has to be willing to consider that they could have been lied to and that they could have been wrong. If we are to follow science, we have to accept that we could be wrong and that people could be lying to us. You know, when did we get to a point where people think pharma and the government are cooperating and working together for our benefit? You know, I think people who believe that pharma and the government want to help us, that to me is a conspiracy theory. So in Charlie Kirk's video, he talked about lockdowns, and I've also seen people tweeting that they're speaking to White House officials saying that the Biden administration is preparing a lockdown speech this week, and it's supposed to be the most solemn speech in history. So I believe that's what they're going to try to prepare to do to us. So I posted some notes, did a little bit of research on my Instagram. If you didn't see it, you can see it and share it if you would like. And it says, before you consider another lockdown, 150 million people worldwide will go into poverty. 15,000 scientists sign the Barrington Declaration stating lockdowns are the greatest threat to human health. 1 out of 4 contemplated suicide in the U.S. Antidepressant medication is up 600% in the U.S. 40% of U.S. adults reported struggling with mental health in 2020. In 2019, that 40% number was 5.2%. We went from 5% to 40% during lockdowns. U.S. Army suicides have increased 30% during pandemic compared to 2019. Yelp says that 60% of their restaurants on their app will never reopen. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos is richer than he ever has been. The wealthy and the elite have accomplished crushing the middle class and everyday Americans by implementing policies that grow their wealth. Remember, the same people trying to mandate lockdowns and tell you to close your business never missed a paycheck. Lockdowns are for the rich, and mental health matters. During this whole pandemic, the mainstream covers nothing about mental health, not to mention the increase in domestic violence incidents, child abuse. For many children, going to school was their escape from their abusive situations. For many children, going to school and eating lunch was the biggest meal that they have. This also isn't mentioning the mental health effects, the psychological effects on our children who are being masked right now. Children need to see people's faces. their smiles, their expressions. No one in the media is covering the long-term and potentially permanent psychological effects on our people, on our children, on our youth. I saw a story a few months ago of a woman who had her baby and she had to wear a mask in the hospital. And her baby had to stay in the hospital because there were some health complications. When this woman took her baby home and she removed her mask, her baby would not stop crying and she didn't understand why until she put her mask back on. The baby was terrified of his mother's face. How devastating as a mom to see that your child cannot bear the sight of your face because all they've seen for weeks are people with masks on. The media also doesn't talk about drug use being up, suicides in general. All people talk about is, well, people are dying, but they don't actually look at any other statistic except for what the news tells them, except for what big tech tells them. They don't look at the facts of death tolls are still down from 2019, right? 2020 compared to 2019. They don't look at, okay, well, out of these deaths that the news is telling us, who died with COVID and who died from COVID? What percentage of these people had underlying conditions? What happened to the flu? You know, there's so many questions when you want to follow the science and follow the data that no one is asking because they're content with listening to what the news says and making up their mind without doing any further research, without challenging it, without questioning it. And that's very dangerous. And you see these same people tear down and virtue signal and gaslight anyone who asks questions, calling them anti-masker, anti-science. No. If you are not willing to follow the actual science past what the news tells you, like the actual data, you are the one who is anti-science. You are the one who is pro-propaganda. And you see this division that it's causing in our country because anyone who's daring to challenge it, any doctor, any scientist, any, you know, everyday American that's challenging it, people come and try to bully them. I've also noticed there's a lot of bots online. There are so many bots on Twitter. If you've seen the posts, a lot have been going around lately, and this is nothing new. It was happening during election last year as well. There will be bots that will post the same exact paragraph word for word under tens and tens and tens of different accounts, and they all say the same thing. This was a bot post where people were showing pages and pages of screenshots of all of these bot accounts, and this is what they posted. This is disgusting. Masks and social distancing should be in place till minimum Christmas time at the earliest. The government are clueless. The Delta variant should be taken seriously, and we should go into a national lockdown to prevent it from spreading. I also just want to mention, if you didn't already know, who pays the vaccine fact checkers, because you know there are labels all over social media and they suppress and censor and fact check content. Factcheck.org is funded by a foundation that holds over $1.8 billion of stock in a vaccine company. This foundation is called the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and it's run by former director of the CDC, Richard Besser. This same foundation has nearly 15% of its assets in Johnson & Johnson stock. This is not an unbiased fact-check organization to really look for misinformation. It's controlled propaganda. It's controlled marketing to silence anyone that goes against their financial interest. And that's the point I wish so many people could truly look at and understand, that it's not us against each other, like they're pitting everyone against each other. It's truly, truly a marketing campaign and seeing who buys it and who doesn't. The White House announced that in order for them to fight vaccine lies, they recruit an influencer army. So they teamed up with TikTok stars, and some states are paying local micro-influencers for pro-vaccine campaigns. And look, as a beauty influencer, as someone who's done countless sponsorships and been in the industry, I know a lot of people who sponsor things they've never tried or things just for money. You know, how many people do you know that would do anything for money? A lot of these people aren't even getting the jab, right? They're just promoting it for a check, and it's sad. This is where your discernment comes in. God gave us an amazing gift of discernment, but everything in the world kind of throws you off, confuses you, is meant to keep your world in chaos, keep you in fear, so that it messes with your level of discernment. So as the government is pushing fear-mongering and go get vaccinated and pushing it more than ever, Obama is having his birthday party despite COVID. The New York Post wrote and said Obama is expecting 700 people to attend his 60th birthday. The worst part about all of this is there will still be people defend him and say, oh, but they're all vaccinated. Well, one, you don't know that for sure. Two, it does not matter. I mean, people's Lord and Savior, Dr. Fauci, has said that this vaccine does not protect against the Delta variant. I have a whole episode on the Delta variant, my last episode, on what I think about that. But I'm just saying this for people who still believe and trust Dr. Fauci. So according to Dr. Fauci and the government, there should be no reason, no purpose for this. And if you think we are in such a terrible pandemic and people were falling down, dying everywhere, do you think that a high-ranking person of status like Obama would have a birthday party of 700 people? I mean, that's the epitome of rules for thee and not for me. I cannot fathom how after the last year and a half, there are still people who trust the government, trust the in quotes experts, and still want more government. It's like people still want to be controlled. They want to be told what to do. How have we fallen so far that people cannot make decisions for their lives without turning on the news saying, what'd CNN say? What'd Fox say? What'd the White House say? What'd the government say? That is not living free. You can virtue signal, you can gaslight people all you want into trying to believe your propaganda, but living free means living free. I respect your freedom. If you want to stay on lockdown, if you want to wear a mask, do you. That's your freedom. But respecting freedom means you also respect mine. I really think the last year has confronted people with the idea that they are going to die one day. And the crazy part about it all is the CDC didn't even say, hey, it's a virus where you have a 30% chance of dying. You have a 40% chance. You have a 50% chance. They said it's a virus with a 99.9% survival rate. And people have lost their minds because of media-induced fear. That's what it is. If you followed the actual science, that is what it is. Why have hospitals and why has pharma and the CDC suppressed ivermectin, suppressed hydroxychloroquine, when doctors and scientists have been screaming from the rooftops all around the world that they treated their clients with these drugs and had 100% survival rate with no ventilators? Dr. Stella Emanuel is now suing CNN for $100 million. It's funny because when I typed to read the articles on this lawsuit, one of the first titles by liberal media, Trump-backed doctor, sue CNN. Do you see how they always make it political when it should be about the science? She is a Texas doctor who went viral last year in 2020 for promoting the use of hydroxychloroquine, which is an anti-malarial drug. She said it's a cure for COVID-19, and she's filed a defamation lawsuit against CNN, particularly Anderson Cooper, in the amount of $100 million. They silenced her. They suppressed her. They tried to shut her down. They said she needed to be disbarred. I didn't follow the whole story, but I remember watching this when it happened, and people called her crazy on the media, the mainstream media, when then months later, whenever they could no longer say, hey, Trump told us this, once that had kind of died down, because Trump also talked about hydroxychloroquine with the advice from doctors that were giving press conferences, not Fauci, other ones. And they also said, oh, you know, Trump's not a doctor. But later on, months later, CNN admits, oh, hey, hydroxychloroquine works. It actually does work. So good for her. I mean, CNN is being sued left and right now. And the only way to win in these situations is by litigation. They make it so hard for litigation and they make it seem like it's so expensive and so much work because that's how the people win, are in court. Remember, the mainstream media does not have to tell you the truth. They have to convince you that it's true. They slandered Dr. Emanuel. They lied about her and her work and about hydroxychloroquine. So I'm very happy to see her standing up and suing them. I want to bring everything happening right now back to God. But first, I want to play this clip from A Bug's Life. I'm sure many of you have seen that movie. I never thought I would be taking any kind of cartoon and being like, wow, this actually has a lot of truth today. But I think it's very powerful. And I know I've mentioned The Bug's Life before, but I just want to play the clip because, I mean, it's just a great reminder of what's happening right now In A Bug's Life, the government are the grasshoppers, and we are like the ants. So take a listen.
Let this be a lesson to all you ants. Ideas are very dangerous things. You are mindless, soil-shoving losers. Put on this earth to serve us.
You're wrong, Hopper. Ants are not meant to serve grasshoppers.
I've seen these ants do great things. And year after year, they somehow manage to pick food for themselves and you. So who is the weaker species? Ants don't serve grasshoppers. It's you who need us. We're a lot stronger than you say we are. And you know it, don't you?
Well, princess.
Hopper, I hate to interrupt, but...
You ants, stay back!
This scene always gives me goosebumps because it reminds me of the awakening that's happening all around the world right now, not just in the US. You know, there have been protests for freedom all around the world, from Brazil to France to UK to literally all around the world, also within the US, for freedom, no mandates, no lockdowns, no masks. It's a reminder that there are more of us than them, and they work for us. Without us, we the people give the government their power. We pay them. We're in this time where a lot of people are under the impression the government controls us. The government tells us what to do. And they've pushed that lie for decades, if not centuries, because they want the people to be uneducated. They want the people to be asleep. They don't want us to be awake. They don't want us to be educated because that is terrifying to them. Then they can't get away with stuff. Just today in New York City, Mayor Blasio reveals that you need proof a vaccine for indoor dining, gyms, and shows. America is officially starting the move towards no jab, no job, and no jab, no entry. No gym, no restaurants, no shows. And in the same day, what would you know? The New York Attorney General Letitia James announces that Governor Andrew Cuomo is guilty of sexual harassment of several women. Take a listen.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment.
Do you think that this is a coincidence that the day the mayor of New York announces that you need a vaccine to go places is also the day they announce that Governor Cuomo was found guilty? There are no coincidences in politics. They knew exactly what they're doing. Deflection. Distraction. Same with the lockdowns, in my opinion, because as far as science goes, there is no science to support lockdowns work for anything. You cannot make a virus disappear. You can try to stall it and delay it, but in order for natural herd immunity, people have to get it and recover from it. Nothing will trump your body's natural immunity to a virus. So when you see these lockdowns, which I think are about to be attempted to be pushed on America as a whole, they're starting with the masks, rumors of lockdown speeches being written this week. I do believe it's because there are so many things that are coming to light right now. You also have Governor Newsom's recall. I read an article earlier saying that for his recall, they are going to be mail-in ballots only. Does that not remind you of the 2020 election, when the pandemic was used to push mail-in ballots, and when we have come up with tens of thousands of mail-in ballots with no chain of custody, which means they can't prove where they came from. We've seen how the government has used this pandemic for their benefit the last year. The billionaires, their big tech buddies, their big corporation friends, everyone they do business with, they got huge PPP loans, while small businesses got nearly nothing. They got richer, while middle America got poorer. American businesses were hit probably the hardest that they have been. Many small American businesses will not reopen, and now they want to lock down again. Not only do they want to crush the middle class and have either rich or poor, but they also want to distract you from a lot of things that are coming to light. With audits, there's also a cyber symposium I saw happening, I believe it's August 10th, 11th, and 12th, with Mike Lindell. He's invited cyber tech experts to prove the terabytes he has. I believe he said 36 terabytes of data, which he's claiming is the election data of 2020. If these experts can prove it's not the election data, he'll give them $5 million. Going back to California, they wanted to do away with voter ID, saying you don't have to prove who you are because they were alleging it was racist. I also have a whole podcast on voter ID and why it is not racist. When Gavin Newsom's recall got the amount of signatures required, they then wanted signature verification to make sure. But they didn't need it for the election of 2020. Oh, no, no. For presidential election, no. But oh, now that my seat's on the line, I want signature verification. And it gets even better because now they want to make his recall mail-in ballot only. And as we've seen in 2020, mail-in ballots are highly susceptible to be tampered with. I mean, you literally can't make this stuff up. It's right in front of our faces. Also, I just want to note that on my faith highlight on my Instagram, I have included a link to religious exemptions for the shot. Those do exist. So if you go to my faith, it is a picture of water and clouds, and I have it there. You can swipe up. It's on Gab, but they released for military, for anyone to use. And hopefully, if you're one of those people who are seeking a religious exemption for your job, whether it's military or not, I hope that it can be of some use for you. But please remember that no one can force you to do anything against your consent, against your compliance. So don't feel pressured or coerced to do something because your job is saying you have to do it or you'll lose your job. It's not my place to make that decision for you. My personal stance is that my body, my health is more important than any job. And it might seem like easier said than done, but I have literally risked my entire career and my work for speaking the truth. And if I can do it, you can do it. You know, I am not any different than any of you listening. My life is not perfect. I don't have money growing on trees to where I can just sit at home and do whatever I want and I'll be okay. We are all in the same boat together. We are all dealing with this season now where we have to make a stand or we have to bow in compliance to the government. You either stand up for your freedom or you comply and you give up those freedoms. And I am personally not willing to bow down for anyone except for Jesus. And I'm not willing to make a decision about my body and my health with the threat of you're going to lose your job or else, you know, like the government saying, or else. They cannot make those decisions for us. Last week, Biden said he was looking into if the federal government can mandate the whole country get the shot. And he said the DOJ has told him mandates are legal. Two things. One thing, if you look back, Nancy Pelosi said earlier, I don't know if it was this year or last year, but I remember rewatching the clip last week where she said, look, the federal government cannot make anyone get a vaccine. It's a violation of your personal freedom, of your medical freedom. It's a violation of your health privacy, period. And look, I cannot stand Nancy Pelosi. I can't stand her. I'm saying it because this woman who always constantly lies told you the truth for once and said, we cannot make anyone get the vaccine, okay? So they're acting like people have forgotten about that. So Biden said the DOJ has told him mandates are legal. Let me give you a quick little lesson in case you did not know. The Department of Justice is under the executive branch, okay? The executive branch does not pass the laws. The legislative branch does. The executive branch can only execute valid laws. And when it comes to determining if laws are constitutional, that's the judicial branch. But here Biden is lying to you. So after almost half a century in politics, he doesn't know what branch it's under and doesn't know what the DOJ can do. And if you look this up, where the DOJ says that they're legal, it'll say at the top, if the mainstream media is being honest, because most of them have started to add this disclaimer, if you've noticed, it says DOJ opinion, or it says opinion. DOJ says mandates are legal. Pay very close attention to the details. Our Constitution preserves our freedoms, okay? And it guards against tyranny. And this administration has completely thrown that out the window. And I'm not exaggerating. This is where we're at right now. I want to bring everything back in the closing part of this episode to Jesus, because Jesus is our only hope right now. The question you have to ask yourself right now is, are you living free or in fear? Do not fear is covered throughout the Bible. 365 times. One for every day of the year. Awesome how that works out, right? The beauty of Jesus is in the details. So in the Bible, God commands us, do not fear. God does not give us the spirit of fear. I want to open my Bible to Isaiah 35:4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. The truth is, you cannot have faith and fear at the same time. You just cannot. We are being tested in this season. We are being pressed on all sides, but not crushed. It also says that in the Bible. When I started speaking out last year, it was the scariest thing I'd ever done. And I'm at a moment now in my life where, yes, we are in unprecedented times, but I do not fear. I have no fear. Zero. I'm not afraid of anything. And I wasn't always like that. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you. That's the honest truth. I don't have fear because I know how everything turns out. I know that God has written every day of our story before we were even born. That's also in the Bible. You cannot believe in God's truth and man's truth at the same time. It's impossible, because what man says and what God says are two different things. What God says and what the world says are two different things. What the culture says and what God says are complete opposites. God tells us that fear does not come from him. He gives us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That's also scripture from the Bible. So knowing that fear doesn't come from God shows us it comes from somewhere else. So if you are afraid right now, if you are worried for your job, for your future, for what's happening in this country, fear not. God has commanded us. If you follow Jesus and you're a follower of God, he has commanded us to fear not. It's as simple as that. Your faith has to be bigger and stronger than your fear. The only thing to fear is literally the idea of fear itself, because what Satan does is he gets into our heads and he tells us these lies and says, you're not good enough. You're going to lose your job. Just be quiet and do it anyways. Just comply. Just give up your freedom. Just forget what the Bible says. Look at the news. Look at the fear. It's all fear tactics, because fear gets people to do what evil people want. They use fear to control us. Now, it doesn't mean you won't go through hard times. We are guaranteed, it says in the Bible, that we will face trials of many kinds. In the book of James, it talks about this. We will face trials of many kinds. But take heart. Our reward is in heaven. The battle is truly the Lord's, and it is time for Americans to bring this nation back to God. We are one nation under God, and we are a nation currently that has forgotten and left God. And what happens in the Bible to every nation that has walked away from Jesus? God has poured down his wrath. So stop being afraid about what other people say, what other people are going to think about you, what your coworkers are going to think about you, what your family members are going to think about you, what your friends are going to think about you, what strangers are going to think about you. Stop worrying about that and start worrying about what Jesus thinks about you. Because one day we will all be judged. One day we all die, right? The government, the media, big tech, CDC, you know, they have done their best to make people afraid of dying. How many people have made decisions the last year because they were afraid to die? And the government said, if you take this, you won't die. If you lock down, you won't die. If you shut down your business, you won't die. And instead of people trusting the Lord and seeing the truth with their eyes, they trusted man. They trusted things that they were told was science when it wasn't actually science. In Psalms 2, 1 through 4, it says, "Why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they cry, and free ourselves from the slavery to God. But the one who rules in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them." This is what's happening now. Rulers all over the world are trying to convince people that God isn't real, that your God won't help you, only our vaccine will help you. God's not going to keep you safe. Our lockdowns are going to keep you safe. This piece of paper you got from Amazon, put it on your face and you'll be safe. Just get another booster, you'll be safe. We'll give you free Krispy Kreme donuts for health if you get the shot, you'll be safe. They have made our immune systems a conspiracy theory. And they think we're the crazy ones because we rely on our immune systems and our health. We go to the gym. We're staying healthy. We're getting out in the sun. We're breathing fresh air. Instead of wearing something that makes us breathe back in our own toxic waste our body is trying to remove out of our bodies. This was never about our health. This was all about control. Even if you put the science aside, the paid science aside, if you look at the logic, you have to ask yourself, do things really add up? Start asking yourself, what is the motivation for pharma? What is the motivation for the government? These are questions you should always be asking yourself. If you follow Jesus, that means you follow all of him, not part of him that the media tries to portray. Not one scripture, a social justice Christian who doesn't understand that social justice is not biblical justice. That's a whole nother story. There are a lot of false prophets in the world, and a lot of it is being brought to the surface in front of our very eyes. Every day, it seems like something else is exposed in another vertical. We are in a season of exposure. But do not fear. The Lord will strengthen you. He will guide you. He will protect you. There is nothing to fear. How many things have you been afraid of in your life that always seem to work out? Without fear, there's a lot of things that wouldn't have happened the last year. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not living in fear. I'm going to live free. Thanks so much for tuning in to this brand new episode of Liberty Before Lipstick. Please don't forget to subscribe, give it a like, download, give me a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Also, don't forget to head over to my Patreon, patreon.com/AmandaEnsing, to join my Patreon family and support this podcast and what I do. I hope everyone has an amazing week. God bless, and I'll catch you next Tuesday in a brand new episode.